Today is the 27th day of March. Welcome to the Daily Audio Bible. I am Brian. I am glad to be here. Got a little hot, steamy wind farm coffee here, like I do every day. And that is what I need this fine morning. How are you? How are you all? Glad that we can be here around the global campfire together. So let's dive in. We have to obviously pick up where we left off, or we wouldn't be reading the whole Bible. And so that will lead us back into the book of Deuteronomy. And we're in the second discourse or speech that Moses is giving to the children of Israel. And these are really important words. Lots of it seems like review, but this is it. This is the last that we're going to hear from Moses. This is all he has to say to the children of Israel before he dies. And so let's pick up the story. Deuteronomy chapters 7 and 8 today. When the Lord your God brings you into the land that you are entering to take as a possession, and when he clears away many nations before you, the Hittites, the Girgashites, the Amorites, the Canaanites, the Perizzites, the Hivites, and the Jebusites, seven nations more numerous and stronger than you. And when the Lord your God has given them over to you and he has struck them down, you are to devote them to destruction. Do not make a treaty with them, and do not show mercy to them. Do not form marriage alliances with them. Do not give your daughters to their sons, and do not take their daughters for your sons, because they will turn your sons away from following me, and they will serve other gods. The anger of the Lord will burn against you, and then he will destroy you quickly. Instead, this is the way you must deal with them. Break down their altars, smash their sacred memorial stones, cut down their Asherah poles, burn their idols with fire. For you are a people that is holy to the Lord your God, because the Lord your God has chosen you to belong to him as a people that is his treasured possession, chosen from all the peoples that are on the face of the earth. The Lord became attached to you by love and has chosen you, not because you were more numerous than all the peoples. Actually, you were the fewest of all the peoples. But because of the Lord's love for you, and because he was keeping the oath that he swore to your fathers, that is why the Lord brought you out by a strong hand and redeemed you from the house of slavery, from the hand of Pharaoh, king of Egypt. He did this so that you would know that the Lord your God, yes, he is God, the faithful God, who maintains both his covenant and his mercy for those who love him and keep his commandments to 1,000 generations. But he also repays the ones who hate him to their face by destroying them. He will not delay repaying anyone who hates him. To his face he will fully repay him. So you are to be careful to keep the set of commandments and the statutes and the ordinances that I am commanding you today. When you obey these ordinances and are careful to keep them, the Lord your God will keep for your benefit the covenant and the mercy that he promised to your fathers with an oath. He will love you and bless you and multiply you. He will bless the fruit from your womb and the fruit from your soil, your grain and your new wine and your fresh olive oil, the offspring of your cattle and the young of your flock upon the land that he swore to your fathers that he would give you. You will be blessed beyond all peoples. There will not be an infertile male or infertile female among you or among your livestock. The Lord will remove from you all sickness, and he will not place on you all of the diseases of Egypt, the calamities that you experienced. Instead, he will put them on all those who hate you. You will consume all the people that the Lord your God is giving to you. Your eye is not to look with compassion on them. You are not to serve their gods, because that would be a snare to you. If you say in your heart, "These nations are more numerous than we are, how are we able to take possession of their land?" Do not be afraid of them. Be sure to remember what the Lord your God did to Pharaoh and to all the Egyptians. The great test which your eyes saw, and the signs, and the wonders, and the strong hand, and the outstretched arm by which the Lord your God brought you out, that is what the Lord your God will do to all the peoples that you fear. The Lord your God will also send the hornet against them, until those who are left and are hiding from you have been destroyed. Do not be overwhelmed before them, because the Lord your God is right among you, a great and awe-inspiring God. The Lord your God, the God before you, will clear away the nations little by little. You will not succeed in finishing them off too quickly, so that the wild animals do not become too numerous for you. But the Lord your God will give them over to you, and he will throw these peoples into complete confusion until they are destroyed. He will give their kings into your hands, and he will cause their names to die out under the heavens, because none of them will be able to hold their ground against you until you have destroyed them. Burn the images of their gods with fire, and do not covet the silver and gold on them, or take it for yourself, so that you are not snared by it, because it is an abomination to the Lord your God. Do not bring a detestable thing to your house, and in that way become devoted to destruction just like it. Detest it, and regard it as an utterly disgusting thing, because it is devoted to destruction. Be conscientious about carrying out the entire body of commands that I am giving you today, so that you may thrive and increase, and you may go in and possess the land that the Lord promised by oath to give to your fathers. Remember the whole journey on which the Lord your God led you these 40 years in the wilderness, in order to humble you and to test you, in order to know what was in your heart, whether or not you would keep his commandments. So he humbled you and allowed you to be hungry. Then he fed you manna, which neither you nor your fathers had known before, in order to teach you that man does not live by bread alone, but man lives by every word that comes from the mouth of the Lord. The clothes you wore did not wear out, and your feet did not swell these 40 years. So know in your heart that just as a man disciplines his son, so the Lord your God disciplines you. Therefore, you are to keep the commandments of the Lord your God by walking in his ways and by revering him. For the Lord your God is bringing you into a good land, a land of gullies filled with water, a land with springs and groundwater that flows out into the valleys and down the mountains, a land with wheat and barley and vines and fig trees and pomegranates, a land of olive trees for oil and honey, a land where you can eat bread and not be poor, where you will not lack anything, a land whose rocks are iron and from whose mountains you can mine copper. Then you will eat and you will be filled. Then you will praise the Lord your God for the good land that he has given you. Be very careful so that you do not forget the Lord your God by not keeping his commandments and ordinances and his statutes that I am commanding you today. When you eat and are satisfied, and you build nice houses and move into them, and your herds and your flocks multiply, and your silver and gold increase, and everything that you have prospers, watch out so that your heart does not become arrogant and forget the Lord your God, who brought you out of the land of Egypt while you were slaves. Do not forget the Lord, who led you in the great and terrifying wilderness, where there were venomous snakes and scorpions, where the thirsty ground had no water, but the Lord made water come out of a flint rock for you. Do not forget the Lord who in the wilderness fed you manna, which your fathers had not known before, to humble you and to test you, so that it would be good for you later on. You might say in your heart, "My ability and the power of my hand have earned this wealth for me." But then you are to remember that the Lord your God is the one who gives you the ability to produce wealth, to confirm his covenant that he promised to your fathers with an oath, as he does to this day. But if you ever do forget the Lord your God, and you follow other gods, and if you serve them and bow down to them, I testify against you today that you will certainly perish. Just like the nations that the Lord is about to destroy in front of you, you also will perish, because you would not listen to the voice of the Lord your God. Luke 7:36 through 8:3. A certain one of the Pharisees asked Jesus to eat with them. Jesus entered the Pharisee's house and reclined at the table. Just then, a sinful woman from that town learned that he was reclining in the Pharisee's house. She brought an alabaster jar of perfume, stood behind him near his feet, weeping, and began to wet his feet with her tears. Then she began to wipe them with her hair, while also kissing his feet and anointing them with the perfume. When the Pharisee who had invited him saw this, he said to himself, "If this man were a prophet, he would realize who is touching him and what kind of woman she is, because she is a sinner." Jesus asked him, "Simon, I have something to tell you." He said, "Teacher, say it." A certain moneylender had two debtors. The one owed 500 denarii and the other 50. When they could not pay, he forgave them both. "So which of them will love him more?" Simon answered, "I suppose the one who had the larger debt forgiven." Then he told him, "You have judged correctly." Turning toward the woman, he said to Simon, "Do you see this woman? I entered your house, but you did not give me water for my feet. Yet she has wet my feet with her tears and wiped them with her hair. You did not give me a kiss, but she, from the time I entered, has not stopped kissing my feet. You did not anoint my head with oil, but she has anointed my feet with perfume. Therefore, I tell you, her many sins have been forgiven. That is why she loved so much. But the one who is forgiven little loves little." Then Jesus said to her, "Your sins have been forgiven." Those reclining at the table with him began to say among themselves, "Who is this who even forgives sins?" He said to the woman, "Your faith has saved you. Go in peace." Soon afterward, Jesus was traveling from one town and village to another, preaching and proclaiming the good news of the kingdom of God. The 12 were with him, and also some women who had been healed of evil spirits and diseases. Mary, called Magdalene, from whom 7 demons had gone out. Joanna, the wife of Cusa, Herod's household manager. Susanna, and many others who provided support for them out of their own possessions. Psalm 69, 1-18. Prayer of an innocent sufferer. Save me, O God. For the choir director, according to Lilies, by David. Save me, O God, for the waters have come up to my neck. I sink into the deep mud where there is no place to stand. I have entered deep waters and the rapids rush over me. I am worn out from my crying. My throat is sore. My eyes are blurry as I wait for my God. Those who hate me without reason outnumber the hairs on my head. Those who want to destroy me, my lying enemies, are strong. I must repay things I did not steal. God, you know my folly, and my guilt is not hidden from you. May those who place their confidence in you not be put to shame because of me, O Lord, the Lord of armies. May those who seek you not be disgraced because of me, O God of Israel. It is for your sake that I bear scorn. Shame covers my face. I have become a stranger to my brothers, a foreigner to my mother's sons. Yes, zeal for your house consumes me. The scorn of those who scorn you falls on me. I wept as I fasted, but this only brought insults to me. When I wore sackcloth as my clothing, I was a joke to them. Those who sit in the gatehouse gossip about me, and the songs of the drunks are about me. But I direct my prayer to you, O Lord. for a time of favor. God, in the greatness of your mercy, answer me with the certainty of salvation from you. Rescue me from the mud so I do not sink. Let me escape from those who hate me and from the deep waters. Do not let the rapids rush over me. Do not let the deep swallow me up. Do not let the pit close its mouth over me. Answer me, Lord, for your mercy is good. According to your great compassion, turn to me. Do not hide your face from your servant, because I am in distress. Hurry, answer me. Come near, redeem my soul. Ransom me because of my enemies. Proverbs 12, 1. A person who loves discipline loves knowledge, but one who hates correction is stupid. Okay, so we're continuing our journey through Deuteronomy, and we're in this second speech that Moses is giving, and there's some lessons for us. There's a dire warning to the people who are going to go into this land, that there is something that will undermine everything, and that is mixture. When they entered the land, they were to put down all the worship of all lesser gods. If they didn't, they would be seduced. They would fall away from God and find themselves worshiping lesser things, which would devastate them. And then God reminds them, look, you are a holy people. Like, you belong to me. Like, out of all the people in the world, you are the special treasure to reveal me to the rest of the world. Like, it wasn't because you were so awesome. It wasn't because you were so large in number. It wasn't because of anything. You were the smallest. I just love you. And then Moses gives them this warning that we need to see, because it really does describe our journey. It tells them that in their plenty, when they get it, they need to not forget God and disobey his commands that they have been given. So, like, when we're in the wilderness, like, when we're, like, when fire, like, when everything's on fire and burning down all around us, and we don't have a way out of the situation or situations, we don't have a way that we can maneuver to get out of it, and we're in this wilderness, like, it becomes pretty clear. There's nothing else to do. The only hope is in God. Most of us, though, that, like, those are seasons we kind of pass through. It's not like we live in a land of famine. It's in the times of plenty. That's when it's tricky, right? It's in the times of plenty, when we're feeling pretty strong, pretty secure. That's when we actually start forgetting who we are and how we got there and how God's hand is in all of it. And then we start trying on other things for size. And we'll watch the children of Israel do this. Moses is telling them, like, look, if you forget the wilderness, if you forget that, if you forget the lesson of the wilderness, if you forget the way God sustained us in the wilderness in impossible situations, and you start believing that you have achieved this new land under your own strength, you're just literally dooming yourself. Moses explained, like, God used the wilderness. It matured his children. He used the stark emptiness of the desert to show them that, like, in every circumstance, they were utterly dependent on him for life. And if they forget this truth, when they have plenty, they will lose their identity and fade away. And thousands of years have passed since those words, but those are not, I mean, those truths are still, like, absolutely relevant to our lives today. May we remember, whether we are in a time of plenty or in the middle of the wilderness, there is only one hope: utter and complete dependence on God. And so, Father, we reorient ourselves to that. Because the way our daily lives work, we feel reasonably in control of the choices that we're making. And we don't always see kind of the big picture of where life is going because we're lost in the minutiae of the details. And we can't see until it's too late, often, that we have wandered into something we don't belong in. We are forgetting who we are. We are forgetting who you are. We are forgetting how we got here. And we take this, what Moses is saying, to heart. That it's really in the season where everything's kind of going well that the seduction begins. May we pay attention to the ways that this is happening to us. May we not allow anything else to be stolen from us through seduction of evil and darkness. May we commit to you and walk in covenant with you and be set apart as holy, the same way as we're reading here in Deuteronomy, that we might reveal you to the people of the earth. We pray this in the name of Jesus. Amen. DailyAudioBible.com is home base. That's the website. You can find out what's going on around here. The Daily Audio Bible app does that as well, and a lot more. And that's in the palm of your hand. Just go to the app store that works with your phone or tablet and look for Daily Audio Bible, and you should find it. And you can go from there. Check out the different sections, like the community section. This is where to get connected. This is where the prayer wall lives. The Daily Audio Bible shop has resources for the journey that we are on in a number of categories, whether that be to take the journey deeper through written resources, to take the journey wider through visual resources, or to take the journey deeper inside through prayer and meditation through some of the music that we use here. Just all the resources are in the Daily Audio Bible shop. Check it out. And if you want to partner with the Daily Audio Bible, thank you deeply. Thank you. Thank you humbly. We couldn't. And so thank you. There is a link on the homepage at dailyaudiobible.com. If you're using the app, you can press the give button in the upper right-hand corner. Or the mailing address is P.O. Box 1996, Spring Hill, Tennessee, 37174. And as always, if you have a prayer request or encouragement, you can hit the hotline button in the app. That's the little red button up at the top. Or you can dial 877-942-4253. And that's it for today. I'm Brian. I love you. And I'll be waiting for you here tomorrow.
Good morning, everyone. It's Susan from Canada, got yellow flower calling. And I'd like to pray for Evie from Texas. My goodness, your plate is full, my sweet. I know there'll be many people all around the world praying for you and your troubles. Heavenly Father, we just come before your throne with Evie and her family in our hearts. And we ask you, God, to take control of this situation in a very powerful way, so that Evie and the girls will know that you are with them, that you are for them, and that nothing can touch them. I pray that you will open the girls' eyes and help them to see that they are creations from you, and you do not create anything wrong. Everything you do, all your creation is wonderful. And I pray, dear God, they will see their worth in you and not in what has happened to them. Heavenly Father, we lift up the little boys to you as well and ask you to guide their life down the narrow road with your holy hand. We pray for the whole family, Lord, that you would guide and lead them and direct their life in the way you want it to go, and that they would accept your will for their life. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Hey, Daily Audio Bible. Happy Palm Sunday. I heard some amazing prayer requests while I was listening today, and I just wanted to call in with some prayer and some encouragement. Annie, I heard your prayer requests, and I am a mom of two girls who are probably around your age, and I am just so proud of you. I'm so proud of you for choosing to give life to your baby girl and working hard to take care of her and provide for you guys. And I just want to remind you that you are not alone. You are not alone. I'm a single mom, and I just want to remind you from Isaiah 54:5, great passage for you to read if you have time. It says, "For your maker is your husband, the Lord of hosts is his name, and your redeemer is the Holy One of Israel. He is called the God of the whole earth, and he's with you, he's for you, and he will provide for you." Also, Philippians 4:19, God will meet all of your needs in Christ Jesus. To stand on that verse, he really will come through, and I'm praying for you, and I'm going to put your name down in my journal. I'm going to pray for you like you're one of my girls, and I'm going to pray over you, and God will come through, and I can't wait to hear your praise reports so that he provides for your needs financially and also for your need for your time with your baby. So I just want to encourage you today. Another good one to read is Psalm 126, and it says, "They will sow in tears. They who sow in tears will reap with joyful singing." And I believe there's a new season coming for you, sweet girl, and that there is going to be much joy in your life. So proud of you, praying for you, standing with you.
Hi, this is Maggie from Wisconsin, and I have a scheduled meeting with a surgeon tomorrow about a suspicious breast lump, and I'm only 23 years old, and it's kind of rare what they saw, and so I don't know what it is. They're talking about maybe scheduling a biopsy, but if you could just pray, I would love to be healed from it. So please pray for healing, but ultimately for God's will to be done, and that you would help me to be strong and show Christ's love to my family, and that you would help the rest of my family also, whatever happens with this, and that we would just shine Jesus's light, and that you would also help with a visit of my older siblings, or my older sibling and his fiance, who are not currently walking with the Lord, that you would help me be a light to them at this time too, while I'm learning about this potentially kind of stressful inflammation. So thank you for your prayers. Take care. Bye.
Lorianne. Hi. I'm a first time caller, and I'm going to go by the name Kiss the Sun. And I just wanted you to know that I'm thinking of you, and I'm praying for you, and I hear you. And I don't often know what to say, but I'm a great listener, and I can pray. And so what I often do is, and what I'm doing for you, is I close my eyes and I picture you. I picture myself holding you in my arms like a little child, and I picture myself bowing down and placing you at the feet of Jesus at the end of his robes, and just offering you to him, because I know that he can provide for your every need, and he knows what you need, and he loves you. And so I just wanted you to know that, and know that I'm praying for you and for my mom and for other widows in the world, because I know that you have a special place in the heart of God. So take courage, and he will direct your paths.